Okay. Hi, Kayla. Welcome to the Stress-Free Family Vacation Summit. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Thanks, Jamie.
Wonderful. So the first question I have for you is what inspired you to create Where is the World? And can you give us a little information on who your travel companions are?
Yeah, so I started Where's the World when we started planning our family gap year. So that was our gap year was in 2017, 2018, and we started planning it around 2012, 2013. And at that point in time, there really wasn't a whole lot of resources on the internet for extended family travel. And so I felt like since I was in the stages of planning it, it would be worthwhile having something and sharing my experiences so that other people had more resources out there when they were wanting to do the same thing. And then my travel companion, so there's my husband, Randy. And then our two daughters, Calais is now 12, and Casella is 11. And they've both been traveling, like their first international trips were when they were really little. They've basically traveled their entire life. So they're old pros at it.
Wonderful. That's exciting. So what are some methods you use to help plan your vacation destinations?
Yeah, we use a whole bunch of different methods. All internet based, as well as I just love a good Lonely Planet. So that's what you're asking, right? Like how we plan what we do when we go somewhere.
Yes.
So yeah, I always tend to start with Lonely Planet because I like to have something in my hand and read over it. And I find, especially with the girls now, they're old enough that it's a little bit more tangible for them to hold and read something. And then also, I use like blogs. I guess I've been within the blogosphere for long enough now that I recognize most people and most blog names. And so when I do a Google search for a destination, I always try and skip past the big generic sites and kind of move to page two or three, usually where I'm finding a personal blog account and I know it's actually somebody that's been there. And then I also use a lot of Google, just like Google Maps. I have my husband hates looking at my Google map because it's full of flags of all different colors. But just as I live my life, scroll Instagram, scroll Facebook, talk to other people who are traveling, anytime anything that looks interesting catches my eye, I pin it on my Google map. So then when we are looking at going to a specific destination, I zoom into my Google map and see everything that's at that destination and kind of start there.
That's a great tip. I never knew that you could flag something on Google Maps, so thank you.
Yeah, I've got like travel ones that are like UNESCO sites and then great hotels, places I want to go, places that we've been. I change them from like the green flag to the pink flag so I know what we've actually done. Anywhere we've stayed, I make it like a yellow star. I've got restaurants and accommodation and activities all, yeah, it's all flagged on my map. So it makes it really hard to look at Google Maps, especially when you're zoomed out, but it's incredibly helpful.
Yes, that's so cool. So when I was looking through your website, I saw that you had traveled to 157 different countries. How do you determine what to pack when you're going on a destination?
Yeah, so packing, I love packing and I pack way too far in advance usually, and then end up repacking about four times. But it's all weather based. We've got ourselves down to pretty tight packing lists. Like we're definitely very light packers. And so I always bring one pair of pants. It doesn't matter where we're going. And I always bring one pair of shorts or a sundress. It doesn't matter where we're going because you just never know when things are going to change. But for the most part, I've got like a capsule wardrobe that I would bring for a cold vacation and a capsule wardrobe that I'd bring for a warm vacation. And then the in-betweens are kind of half and half from each of those. And then it's the same thing with the girls. We kind of try and pack in rules of three. So something like one to wear, one's dirty, and one to wash. So I mean more underwear and socks than that because we don't do laundry that often, but like three short sleeve shirts, if we're going to a warm destination, and then I'll bring one long sleeve shirt, or three long sleeve shirts if we're going to a cold destination, and then I'll bring one short sleeve shirt. And we do the same thing with the girls. So same thing, pants, three pairs of pants and one pair of shorts, or three pairs of shorts and one pair of pants. And that tends to be enough. We do sink laundry. We've got a scrubba, so we use that when we need to. And yeah, that seems to do the trick. Usually we come home from most vacations being like, wow, we packed too much, even when we have almost nothing. So, and then when we're getting ready to pack, I use the laundry basket. So everybody's got a laundry basket in their room. So about a week or even 2 weeks before, as we start to gather the things we think we're going to need, we just chuck them in the laundry basket so they're kind of set aside and out of the way. And then when it comes time to pack, everything's kind of organized in one place, and we've had some time to think through it. And then we pack one time the night before we go. Because I used to pack a few days in advance, and then I'd forget what I had, and then I'd always end up packing the night before we went anyways. So now we pile it and then pack it, and that seems to work pretty well.
That's a great tip. So do you use carry-ons or do you check luggage too?
And most of the time we're just carry on. It depends what we're doing and where we're going, but our goal, especially nowadays with the flying being the way it is, our goal tends to be to go carry on only. Lately we've been more traveling with our overland vehicle in Europe, and so that requires just more things. Like often we'll have, I don't know, some kind of truck part to come with us or something. So we have been checking bags more lately than we normally would in the past. But all our personal effects can fit in a carry-on luggage, personal effects and electronics. And then it's usually just stuff for the vehicle that ends up needing to be checked if we're checking. When we traveled for the year, we traveled in carry-on only. Now, like in Asia, on the like cheap Asian flights, we had to still pay to check our carry-on bags because they were usually too big to take on the plane because they're more than 7 kilos. But 90% of the time we're carry-on only.
Wow, that's impressive. So what research do to ensure that you have everything you need? So I know you said you checked weather and you checked Google Maps. Is there anything else?
Yes and no. Like, I guess I always try and find somebody who's been to the place that we're going, whether that's a like a packing list on a blog, or somebody that I know, just to see if there's anything specific or unique for that destination. Little things like when we were in Croatia, the beaches are rocky, and so it would have been really lovely to have water shoes, right? Had I talked to somebody that had been before and I didn't that trip, I probably would have come to the conclusion that bringing water shoes was a good idea so that the kids didn't hurt their feet on the beach. There's always little things like that in a lot of destinations that general packing lists are great, but it's nice to find somebody who's been there or a blog that's written a good specific packing list. Which usually takes finding a couple because a lot of people just write generic lists. But usually, three or four in, you'll find someone that's gone a little bit deeper and written something a little bit more specific.
Great, thank you. So what advice, can you provide on how you get your kids involved?